So, what did we discuss in our past class? That the question was put by Narada himself, who crosses the Maya? Who crosses the Maya? Then he gave certain characteristics. What do you want?
Papers.
Paper? Oh. Certain characteristics. You have to develop these characteristics, then you will obtain divine love. And then you will cross over this Maya. So the 49, what is it telling? Your Veda anapi sanyastati. What does it mean? He who renounces Vedas. Vedas here means rituals. As a householder, rituals are appropriate. But as a vanaprastha, if you have done rituals properly, then you would evolve vanaprastha. What do you do? Now you think of God. I gave an example citing Sri Ramakrishna. That's the ritual called Sandhya merges in and Gayatri merges in Omkar. Just to Om, Sri Ramakrishna used to go into. So that is a natural development. You can't simply say Sri Ramakrishna started chanting Om. I will also chant Om, why all these wastage of time? Nothing happens to you because you have not developed proper. So then Kevalam Avichinna Anuragam Labhate. Then all these conditions are fulfilled. Avichinna Anuragam. Unbroken love for God develops. We even to use that word love is a blasphemy now. Because they were misusing that word love. Every cinema is only talking about this stupid love. What should be the devotion? So what is the difference? This person has devotion, this person loves. Can you understand what is the difference? Reverence loves. Devotion means reverence. Like a child has devotion to mother. A disciple has devotion to the guru. A devotee has devotion to God. Love is there. What type of love? Reverential love. The other one. There is no reverence at all. In fact, we misuse the word love for all sorts. A man says to a woman, I love you. And a lover of chicken also tells to the chicken, I love chicken. What a difference it makes. Actually, there is no difference. Why does the man eat chicken or fish? I love sweet. Why? It is for my pleasure. Why does a man eat chicken, non-vegetarian, for his pleasure? Why does the man loves a woman for his pleasure? The moment she stops giving pleasure, immediately all the love disappears. Whereas devotion means, this is my mother forever, whether she is happy, not happy, whatever she does to me, it is my mother, I will revere. That is why Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava. It is to make us develop this kind of love towards God. These are the steps we have to follow. Nearest is mother and have complete reverence. Oh, she is ignorant. That's not your business. She is your mother. So far as you are concerned, she is God's. Your father is a God. Your teacher is a God. After that, everybody is a God. Slowly develop. Reverent, this is called reverence for life. There was a great soul from Germany, I think Vienna, Albert Schweitzer. He went to Africa and served the tribals. He was a musician also, musicologist also. He said that even to these tribals, I can teach reverence because every human being has a concept of reverence. So words may be different, but concepts are there. Some of these savages, tremendous reverence for the animal which they are going to kill. Did you know that? For days together they run after it, and they have to kill because they have to survive. But then, they take a bit of sand, pour it and say, Oh Spirit, I know that you are sacrificing your life for my survival. May you have most happy life in your moksha. You see, we have got that sacredness within our hearts. But the modern education is robbing us of it. What is it? I, it relationship. I, thou, a sacred relationship. That means you are like me. I, it relationship. I am the enjoyer. You are the enjoyer. You know, like a machine, your car. And you say, I love my car. What is your relationship with your car? You know, it is an object. It is meant for my pleasure. If it doesn't give me pleasure, I will check it out. Now, that is not reverence. That is not love. That is utility. So nowadays, the relationship between employer and employees has degenerated into this. You do this and you bring profit, I will also give you, this is our relationship. Like a man and his cow. Like in the West, you know, cow, the moment a cow gives less to me, it is not profitable. What do? Right into the butcher's house. So, kevalam, anuchinnam, avichinnam, unbroken, anuraga. This word anuraga, last class I explained. What is anu means that which comes after, anuja. Lakshmana, Pade, Rama's, anuja. Rama first, Lakshmana next. So, raga means attachment. Raga means love, devotion. It comes only after what? So that's already waste. Yatha praja gopikanam tatrapi na mahatmya vismruti apavadaha. So the gopikas were fully aware that we are not loving an ordinary human being. We are loving the divine Lord himself. How do you know that it is not mere statement? That's what they really mean. How do you know? Gopika Gita, Nakhalu Gopika,
Nandanu
Bhava,
Akhila Dehi Nam,
Antaratma, Tava Katham,
Nikam Tattva Chimbara.
These words came from this unlettered, so-called, ignorant Gopika's mouth. So, in what light were they looking upon Sri Krishna? As guardians. And that God is there within themselves also. So this kind of knowledge, will it come from book reading? It will not come. So they must have done sadhana. What sadhana did they do? That is what Adhyatma Ramayana tells. That is what Bhagavatam tells. That is what Sri Ram Krishna gives to them. 64,000 Maharishis, Dandakarani, who were whole life meditating upon the Nirguna Brahma, when they saw Rama, Saguna Brahma, so much joy they derived. They said, Lord, we never experienced this kind of joy. We want to be with you. See, God granted their prayers and said, yes, you will experience much more joy than what you are experiencing now. Why? Because now you are having male bodies. The love that exists between a loving woman and a loving husband or loving man, it's an entirely different league in itself. This is called Madhura Bhava. That's why Sri Ramakrishna had experienced the agony was so great from every joint, blood used to fall down. And then sometimes the body was burning so hard because viraha vedana that even Namatri, they could not touch Sri Ramakrishna's body. Why? Bhava. I am away from God. Not like ours. Mahabhava. Our love is Panda Bhava. The more we love, the more our body becomes Panda. Other person also becomes Panda. Understand? Panda means cold. Whereas here, Sri Ramakrishna's body is to burn. And incidentally, there is one very important matter. I never understood it until I read Thakur's life. You see, when he was in such a state. Just at that time, Bhairavi Brahmani came. And he went and told, Mother, what is this? I only know God. But this distance has come. She said, first of all, my child, this is not a distance. This is the result of your Mahabhava. And so many like Chaitanya, Jesus, Buddha, they all have experienced it. The scriptures are proving it. There are mention of it. What is the remedy? Remember what is the remedy? Sandalwood paste and fragrant flowers garland. So she prepared a lot of garlands, thick sandalwood. She had put all over his body. Within 3 days, completely disappeared, that distance. Now, what is the relationship between sandalwood, garlands, and this burning sensation? So, in any temple, especially South Indian temple, you know how much sandalwood paste they require every day? Tirupati Venkateshwara, so much they prepare. Now, why does God require so much of sandalwood? Because this is a living God, not a wooden image of a piece of stone. How many devotees are going near and he is absorbing their papas? This is the remedy. But this secret, anyway, I don't know, is my understanding. I may be wrong, but it's a good thought. Sandal fish. So that's why I think scriptures, those Mahapurushas know you. And so they say, put all of, whole day, how much papa God is observed. But we have to have faith because we don't see it. Lord Maharaj was telling about Lord Vishwanatha. So many thousands of people, lakhs of people go and touch his body. He is absorbing their papa. That's why continuous Abhisheka and sandal paste they have to put. Then somebody raised it. People are like us, you know. But then the person has not become any better. He said the Lord is absorbing only the papa, karma pala. But the samskara, the man has to do sadhana. So he will go next day, he will do the same. If real person, he goes and, oh Lord, I have done this, I should not have done. From today onwards, I will not do that. Such a person alone is a true devotee. And we know in Thakur's life, Holy Mother's life, some prophets, they touch him. His feet, body starts burning and somebody has to wash his feet with Ganges water. Then only he feels a little good. Why did this happen in Thakur's life? For that to make this scriptural word absolutely clear to us that they are not just poetic imaginations. It's real. So whatever we're talking about, Gopi is, they had this tremendous Mahabhava. Because Narada himself quotes, Yatha Prajagopika Nam. And they were not ordinary people. They did so much of tapasya. And God decided to bestow his grace. Next birth, we'll all be born in this special woman's body. And then I will be born at that time. What is the limit of the highest prema and happiness? According to my understanding, they were all gnanis. Gnanis don't experience that much of joy because they focus upon chit. Bhaktas experience so much of joy because they focus upon ananda. Understand? Sat chit ananda. And both of them focus on sat. Sat means God exists. But in what form? For a gnani is chit. Means Nirguna Brahma, Jnana Swarupa. But Varbhatta is Ananda Swarupa. So how much most Jnanis miss Ananda. And that is why these gopis, these rishis, they were asked, you take birth as women, not as men, because you can't develop Madhura Bhava as with a man's body, only with a woman's body. So they were not ordinary people, they were all greatest gnanis. What does mana produce? Raga. That's what he is saying. Avichinna anuraga. Radha means intense love for God. And intense love comes only after knowledge. What is the knowledge? God belongs to me and I belong to God and nobody else belongs to me. I don't belong to anyone. We are not talking philosophy. We are talking day-to-day fact of life. What is it? What, tell me what belongs to you? Body belong to you? Does the mind belong to you? Every day body and mind are dying. Do you know that? When you are in deep sleep, you don't know anything. Color. Body, color. Mind also, color. You don't know anything about the mind. That's why you are so happy. Happiness also you don't know. Unhappiness also you don't know. Then it's God bless. So, Narada is telling in this particular this thing that a person, he obtains avichinna. Avichinna means broken. Avichinna anuraga. What is this answer? In reply to the question, who crosses the mind? If it is vichinna anuraga, okay, 1 hour in the morning I have anuraga, and then again you fall into trap, and again it continues. Actually, we only progress in it. We have 1 minute tremendous love, then we fall down. After some time, 10 minutes. After some time, 1 hour. After some time, 5 hours. But a time will come, 24 hours, that for knowledge, I belong to God, God belongs to me. The moment we know what is God, that He is Sat, He is Chit, that means there is no death. Observe psychology. What is the psychology? If God is immortal, I am mortal, there can be no relationship. If God is knowledge and I am alpagnani, there would be no relationship. If God is Ananda and I am having little bit of happiness, there would be no. For relationship, both must endure. But I die. That means what? The relationship, the thread is broken. So, for my love to continue eternally, I also have to be there. You also have. This is what is spelled. Avichinna anurag. All the result of all these disciplines is only one. What is it? To obtain avichinna anuraga. But before anuraga comes, what should be there? Knowledge. What is the knowledge? I belong to God, God belongs to me. Also understand, if something belongs to God, is God mortal? No. So whatever belongs to Him will also be immortal. So if I belong to Him, He also, I also immortal. He also, otherwise, you can't call Him immortal. Whatever belongs to Him becomes immortal. He is immortal. I belong to Him. I am also immortal. This is why Bhagavata, Bhakta, Bhagavan. Where there is a Bhagavan, there must be Bhagavata and there must be Bhakta. So what is Bhagavata here? Don't call it book. Bhagavata means anugraha. This is the thread. Here is Bhakta, here is Bhagavan. What is it that binds in them? There is a thread. What is that thread? Anuraga. So where there is God, there will be devotee. Otherwise, if the thread is broken, who is book? Then, now he gives the answer in the 50th. Satarati, satarati, salokam tarhi. Such a person who has obtained this unbroken love towards God, he alone crosses the mind. That's why twice he asked the question. Kahtarati, kahtarati, sahatarati, sahatarati. He alone crosses. He alone crosses. Not only he doesn't cross alone. Sa lokan harayati. He also rescues the world. But there's a condition. Why don't you say Ram Krishna? Was he such a bhakta or not? Did he cross the maya or not? Did he become God or not? Then is he going to give us also liberation or not? No. You have to answer. Otherwise, the world will disappear in a try. The moment he says, okay, boy, you are also Brahman, come along with me. Where is the world? What we need to understand is, for him to make us cross, we have to stretch our hand and say, Lord, please take my hand. So what is stretching hand here? We are all ready to stretch the hands. It means, I will do whatever you are asking me to do. That is important. All these qualities, what we should do. Dusangaha sarvadaiva tyajyaha. Like that, all these qualities we have to fulfill. So we have completed the third adhyaya, third chapter. Now we are coming into the fourth chapter, chaturtha adhyaya. So what is it? Prema nirvachanam. The definition of prema, love. Nirvachanam means what? Definition. So suppose you want to find out somebody. Then you have to give police the description, isn't it? A man, his girl, and so many years old, and there is a mole here, like that. Or you have to give, there is a Khalistan here. Understand?
Empty space.
You have to. Not to, like Tirupati description. Understand? Two friends visited Tirupati. They got, both of them got shaved, and one fellow was lost. So the other fellow wants to find out. He went to the inquiry office. I'll ask my friend, so will you please announce? He said, they asked to give some description. He said, only description, shave and cut. In Tirupati, millions of people are all shave and cut. It should not be like that. Very important for us to understand. All these characteristics are necessary. Then, anybody who wants to cross must also, how did he cross? By developing all those characteristics. So if he wants to help, how does he do? I don't know what is the way. So he says, from this point, you go this, your GPS. From here, go there. Then turn back. Then turn back. Then there is a bridge. Then there are lot of traffic is there. You know that red comes, you know that? There also it comes in India also. Red line will come. So it will show alternative way, small roads, but faster. Like that it guides. So this person will be appraised by God. You help just as you cross it with the help of your group. You also help other people to cross. What we understand is, Narada did not spell it out. He said, how did he cross? He had to learn from somebody. There was a guru. The guru taught him how this is how I cross and this is the only way I know. So I am telling you what, how I did and you have to do it. And what does he do in his turn? This is the way my guru taught me and I crossed it. So you also will say, what is the guarantee? Guarantee because my guru crossed. I also crossed. My gurus also have crossed. It is guaranteed path. So he also, Lokan Tharayati, he also helps. Why does an incarnation, God incarnates to show us the way? How does he do dharma? That is why it is called dharmasthapana. What is dharmasthapana? I gave two meanings. Dharmasthapana. Dharma. Dharma means what is your nature? Not the description of body mind. What is your true nature? Each soul is potentially
divine.
That is called dharmasthapana, means you have forgotten your nature. Then what should be your goal of life? To manifest your true nature. Not behave like a human being, not behave like a cow. Behave like a divine. Manifest it. What is the way to manifest it? Karma Yoga, Bhakta Yoga, Raja Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Vyapulita Yoga, Seva Yoga, and finally, Smarana Yoga. Holy Mother propagated Durga Smarana Yoga. Just to remember, my child, you have a mother. That's all we need to do. Like a kitten. So, is it easy? Simply, I will not do anything good. I will just remember my mother is mine. Unless you practice what she taught you, such as stopping, finding fault with others and trying to become a better person, you won't have that confidence that you have a mother and she is going to come and save you. To get that authority, I am your real child. So you can't escape my inheritance I want. So many meanings are there. Otherwise, simply you told me, I remember ma, 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 and that is not going to really help it. So now comes, okay, sir, you are talking so much avichinna anuradam. What is the description? So he says, anirvachaniyam prema swarupa. Prema swarupa. The nature of love cannot be destroyed. How are you going to destroy? In fact, nobody can destroy one's what you call experience. Suppose you have eaten a nice mango and you want to tell me that this is a very tasty mango. I say, are you describe? Can you describe it to me? Can I understand? Even if I have eaten 500 different mangoes, but that particular mango's speciality, you cannot describe it to me. What is the way? You bring that mango and then give it to me. That is what I do with my devotees. What is such a wonderful state? He said, I don't understand all those states. If you want to prove you are truthful, bring one and give it to me. Then only I will understand what you are talking about. So, you cannot describe love. Do you love me? Yes, I love you. How? Describe how you are going to love. Love itself cannot be described. But the effects of love can be described. Effects of love. What is the effect of love? Mother, the way she looks at the child, the way she is doing it, cooking, pruning, singing, taking care of the baby. That is all the child understands. Suppose a mother says, baby, I love you very much. Doesn't go anywhere. Do you think the baby understands? What is, whether mother is loving or not, it is impossible. So, love always manifests in the form of
actions.
Actions. When you see a person, that who doesn't care for anything except God. You see a person who is ready to give up anything, even if he is a big, very rich man. Somebody comes, can I take this away? Yes, you take it away. Like it happened to Yajnavalkya and Maitreyi. Oh, such a rich man. He says, you distribute it among. She said, no, you are sacrificing. No fool will sacrifice something higher for lower. Every person sacrifices and gives up only the lower for the higher. So you must be getting something very high. Then you only give it to me. If you love me, don't give lower things. Don't give inferior things. Give only what best. And then that beautiful conversation takes. Did I tell you this story of a poor man? How he became, he wanted to become a rich man. We remember, beautiful story. There was a very poor man. He suffered many years in life. He understood, unless I become rich, I am going to suffer like this. Then he went to a holy man. He said, sir, can you show me a way how to become rich? He said, yes. You know, there is a mountain there. Climb up. There is a sadhu, holy man there. I heard that he has got one philosopher's stone. Understand philosopher's stone? Whatever it touches, whatever metal it touches, turns into gold. Parashavedi we call it. Prabhu mere avaguna chitta nadhado. Tamadarishi. That is called, what is that? Parashavedi. It turns into gold. So I heard. So if you go, he is a holy man, he doesn't require it. So you ask him, if it is there, he will show it to you, he will give it to you. Definitely he will give it to you. So this poor man, 3 days without food and water, climbed, reached, and nobody had visited that holy man for 50 years. After 50 years, he was the first human being. And he was very happy. Please come. What brings you here? Man told him, this is what for I have come. So, do you have that? The holy man said, I had it. But since I have become a monk, I threw it. That day, they threw it away. Bad news. The good news is, after I threw it away, nobody came this way. You are the first person. So it will be somewhere here. If you search, you will get it. So immediately the man ran, and after searching here and there, it has a certain characteristics, he got that one. Then he tested some matter. Immediately it turned into that. So joyous. He came, made prostrations, and I am unable to express my gratitude. And then he started climbing down. 3 days he could not get sleep. What, how much metal I am going to turn into gold? What am I going to do? And where am I going to get the most beautiful girl in the whole world? Like that he went, his mind was in great agitation. After 3 days, he cooled down sufficiently. Then he started thinking. He said, this man had this and he threw it away. So he must have got something much more precious than this. Otherwise, who would throw it away? That thought, he turned back, again climbed 3 days, and then the holy man was surprised. Why did God bring you back again? Said, sir, you had it 50 years, and you never used it, and you threw it away. And when I came, happily you gave it to me, showed it to me, but you have renounced it. Definitely you must be getting something much, much superior to this. Sadhu said, yes. So please tell me about that. The holy man said, throw it out, come back and see. Then I will tell you what is that precious thing. But please take sannyasa. So no man gives up something lower, sacrificing something higher. Everything is sacrificed for something much superior. So that is anirvachaniyam prema swarupam. Impossible to describe that love, because love transforms the whole thing. How much Sri Ramakrishna used to love, how much Holy Mother used to love people, who can describe? But then there is a beautiful story also. I'll tell you that story also. One baby used to, I don't know, I might have told umpteen number of times since you know what is the, how do you know a person has become old? He will be telling the same stories again and again, thinking that this is the first time I am telling to everybody. Same jokes, same stories like that. So out of kindness, you also have to listen, this is the first time you are there. Otherwise, my enthusiasm will go down. One devotee family used to come to Harimu. And they had a small girl, 3 years old girl. As soon as she comes near Holy Mother, she used to run, jump onto the lap. Mother also loved her very much. Immediately, sweets will come out. First, that girl will get. Naturally, we all love people who are sweet, not who are sweet. Those who give us sweets. There are some people who are sweet but don't give sweets. Understand? Talk sweet, sweet, but never give sweets. That is useless type of love. Those who are not sweet but give sweets. This is what we are about. So how many of you have remembered this story? Anybody else? So once Holy Mother had to go back to Jairam Bhatti. And she won't be coming for 5-6 months. So the family had come to take leave of Holy Mother. Naturally, the girl also had come. Immediately, then the parents said, Mother, we have a problem with this. The problem is, she has got 3 brothers. And she is going on pestering 24 hours. Give me chocolates, give me sweets like that. And they are getting a little bit annoyed. They love her, but annoyed. This constant pestering. Is there any way to make her stop this? Look at Holy Mother. Went on casting, said, my child, do you love me? immediately the child, yes, mother, I love you. How much do you love me? Can a small girl tell, hands like that, I love you so much. Then Holy Mother asked her, how do I know that you love me? See, even adults cannot answer. Of course, the child cannot answer. She asked, what shall I do to prove that I really love you? Holy Mother said, if you truly love me, you must do what I ask you to. The girl said, yes, I will do whatever you ask. Then Mother said, don't ask your brothers for anything. If they give, take it happily. If they don't give, don't pester, don't bother. Will you do it? The girl said, I promise. Mother departed. After 6 months or so, she came home. Again, this family came. Immediately, the girl ran to Holy Mother and said, then Mother asked the parents, how is this girl's behavior since that time? They said, Mother, do you know what happened now? From that day, she stopped asking her brothers anything. She will never open her. The result was, they were competing with each other. How many sweets they can give to her. Now she is getting more than what she was getting before. And with so much, they are so happy that we are able to, she is accepting what we have given. How Holy Mother has transformed this small girl through that small example. That's what Sri Ramakrishna had done to every one of his disciples. It is not by commanding, it is not by forcing. He simply loved them, said, my children, I'm telling you for your good. If you do, I'm not going to get the benefit. You are going to get the benefit. One small incident of Sri Ramakrishna was a Dakshineswar, Niranjan Mahaprabhu. Later on, some Niranjan. His name was Niranjan. He heard about Sri Ramakrishna and started coming. He was a planchet player. No planchet. Five people sit and then hold hands. There will be a board and somehow the pieces move all by themselves without touching. It's a kind of ghost. Ghost will come and then, and give some answers, etc., etc. He belonged to that group. One day he pulled Sri Ramakrishna also. You also sit with them. After a few minutes, he said, I hate you. And he left it. So, this was the first once or twice, I don't remember. And then again he came. That day Sri Ramakrishna was standing outside. He went forward, embraced him and said, started weeping and said, my boy, days are passing. When are you going to realize God? Niranjan Maharaj was saying, I am not anxious for God realization. Why is this man so anxious that I should realize? But then he understood, God is love you know. He only wants our joy, eternal joy. Nothing, no selfishness there. Then he started reforming himself and all this. So first to the love, and then whatever they say, that goes deep because we understand intuitively, not by rationality, that they only want our goodness, our welfare. So that is what is telling prema. Anirvachaniyam prema swarupa. It's impossible. What is love can't tell. Sometimes what is knowledge you can convey. But what is love? It's a very special thing. Sri Ramakrishna had a wonderful definition. And those who read the gospel, they must remember this. So there were two girls in a family. One was married, another was a small child. So one day, the sister was married and her husband came home. So the sister, still only 5-6 years old, she asked her eldest sister, what type of happiness do you get from your husband? You have to convey. Then the elder sister, what can she say? You grow up, you get married, only then you understand. You follow what I'm saying? Even ordinary human experience, you cannot described. What type of joy a mother gets by just seeing her son, beloved son, when he comes home after a long absence. Who can describe it? Who can understand it? Only another mother who had similar experience, she had, okay, now I understand, because I experienced it recently. So, no love can be described. Hatred also cannot be described. No feeling can be described. How am I going to describe to you? But description, impossible to give. But experience, that is the only one. So he says, Mukha Aswadana Vat. Mukha means a dumb touch. You give something very nice. And you ask him, describe it. How can a dumb fellow describe? He is unable, incapable of expressing it. But look at his face, beaming with the joy. By that you have to understand, whoever experiences that will also be beaming with joy and happiness. And with this we will stop. So every direct disciple of Sri Ramakrishna, when one visit to Sri Ramakrishna, they used to feel, how soon are we going? Yam's description, you know, how soon am I going to meet Sri Ramakrishna? How soon? That's why he says, once a man filled a teacup with opium at 3 o'clock.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then exactly next day at 3 o'clock, he came for another dose. These people, it is literally true. He used to fill them with the joy. And that joy is not ordinary sense object joy, divine love. Because he was divine. And he can give only divine love. They understand. Later on they describe, even our parents' love is nothing compared to his love. Because they have expectations. And both, these are my child, therefore I love naturally. And they expect us. In our old days, there is an insurance policy. Most parents have got that. And if they don't do it, and they will feel hurt. If the ropes, they will expend it unnecessarily, it is what they call a bad stock market. Buying the bad stock. Like, Sri Ramakrishna never regrets the time. I only know how to give. I don't know how to receive. He doesn't expect. So, every week, like Chataka birds, they rush to it. Why? Because this kind of joy they never experience anything in this world. Naturally, if you do that, you come back. So this is the way Ramakrishna explains. How can you define divine love? Only when you experience, you know what I am talking about. So that is why he says, Mukha means a dumb fellow. He is experiencing it. He can't describe it. We are all dumb people. How can you express or define something which nobody else had experienced? So, a few shlokas are there, sutras are there. We'll discuss it in our next class. Beautiful, you know, this Narada Bhakti Sutras, if you understand this, at least intellectual, and go back to Sri Ramakrishna's life, Holy Mother's life, I guarantee you, you will understand their life, appreciate their life, 1,000 times more than what you are able to appreciate now. Well, God is very, very gracious. Yesterday he visited us, and today also he